because great minds don't all think alike. Tell your friends about Indy's new talk, News Talk, 1430 WXNT. Now, your chance to be heard. It's Abdul in the Mornings on News Talk 1430 WXNT.
Welcome to Abdul in the Morning with your guest host, Chris Spangle. I am here in studio with our very special guest, Larry, here on News Talk 1430 WXNT. If you have any questions for Larry, any questions at all, give us a call at 228-1430 WXNT. And Scott, you forgot to play the disclaimer, so I'm going to ask you to go ahead and load that up and give that a spin here for me, if you can, because surely what he's about to say is going to be inflammatory and possibly get me fired. So go ahead, play the disclaimer for me.
The opinions expressed in the following show are those of Abdul, his guests, and his callers, and not necessarily those of WXNT management or ownership. So don't call us. Call him. 228-1430 or 1-866-440-1430. It's Abdul in the Morning, where news happens every day, exclusively on News Talk 1430 WXNT.
All right, that's great. We are here with our very special guest, Larry. Larry, how are you doing?
I was just glad to be in there with you, Chris. I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. I'm finally in there with you.
And so is the audience. The audience, every Cocktails and Conversation, they ask me where you're at. So you'll have to come to the next Cocktails and Conversation August 16th, the Blue Martini on the north side. And you don't have to drink to come. You can come and just talk, and people are excited to meet you and are excited about this half hour to an hour of radio.
Well, good.
If you don't beat me up, then I'll let you stay till 9.
I'm not going to do anything.
All right. Now, one of the first questions that I have for you is the hat. Well, now let me explain to those of you who may not have met Larry in person. Larry always wears a paper bag on the top of his head, and he has made me a paper bag, so I'm going to put that on right now while Larry explains exactly what the deal is with the bag.
Well, sure, Chris. I made you a paper bag hat. It's out of a six-pack bag. It's a number 20 brown bag.
Now, all right,
these hats were very popular in the South. When we went, had to go out and chop in the fields, or we did it as a way of life to cultivate our gardens and so forth, why, every day you could get a paper bag. So you'll fold the paper bag up and put it over your head so that the sun won't beat your brains out while you're out in the field, and it also acts as a sweatband.
Well, I can tell you, audience, it's very comfortable.
Really,
I highly recommend it. Scott, how does it look on me? What do you think of my new hat here?
It's a fashion statement.
It fits perfect.
I'll leave Abdul one too.
All right, great. Go ahead, Scott. How do I look?
Oh, it looks good, and it fits well. So
at the next break, I'll adjust it a little bit.
See, Abdul would say now. This is trapping my ego. I'm not big
We don't have a bag enough for his head. Like I said earlier, it was I couldn't find a pair of headphones in here that fit. Literally, I'm not even joking about that.
He may take a full size grocery bag, but those are possible too.
So I just have his small head, and I got a buzz cut yesterday, so I'll take a little sandwich bag. We have people, and before we get to what you want to talk about, Larry, and you've come in well prepared as always to talk about some of the things, but our audience has some questions for you.
Come on.
So
now,
I'm going to go to our good buddy Jerry. I think this is the Jerry. Jerry, how are you today?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's your question for Larry?
I do. First thing I want to know is, I was just driving down 91st and Meridian and 96. Notice there's a detour. Larry, did they close a road because of you?
I don't know what they've done, because I'm very well visible when I go throughout town, because I have a multicolored truck that I drive, a 1982 Ford pickup. And every time I do a job and I have paint left over, I splash it on there. So there's unmistakable. But
now,
I don't know anything
about racial diversity? Or
Well, it's diversity, because I have all kind of colors on there. On the title it says blue, but there's splashes of every kind of paint that I have left over on it.
Well, I tell you, Larry, wherever you go, you do make a presence.
Well, amen.
And one question I do have, is there any politician out there that you actually like? I have heard you take so many of them up and down and sides and backwards and forwards. Can you, is there any politician out there did you think is doing a credible job?
Well, you know that I, Jerry, I belong to a group of politicians called the Concerned Clergy. We have all the council members, and we have all the state representatives that come, mostly the African Americans, and I'm the sergeant of arms over them. But when they get in that room, there's usually arguments and everything else going, and I keep the fisticuffs down on them. But I cannot say that if there's any politician in this city that I really approve of the job that they're doing, because when it comes to the hard issues, nobody wants to bring them up and discuss them. The politicians that are running for office and the ones that have already been elected by us, and most of the time when they get elected, they are very disobedient, and it looks as though they alienate themselves from us and don't do what we want them to do. So, no, I don't approve of any politician that is now in office or that is running for office.
And, Larry, you are a natural-born radio star. You really are radio gold. Why are you not doing radio?
Well, I tell you what, Chris, for a long time, I have listened to radio. And, of course, my mother, she got me hooked on talk radio when I was 20 years old or so. And I've listened to all the favorite radio stations, also listen to shortwave and so forth. But I just think this talk format is going to be a growing format. And I never have got into talk radio because, quite frankly, I don't have the time. But on my own, I like to do a lot of research. I'm fortunate enough to have time to research things and look into things that I'm curious about.
Well, that begs the next question. If you have a question for Larry, give us a call right now at 228-1430. It's 8:15, and we'll go to traffic in just a second. But when we come back, we'll talk about how Larry spends his time, because I think most of us have that question. And I know any time I've ever met Larry, he gives me a very detailed list of things to back up his thoughts, and we will talk about some of those things next. And like I said, we'll take some of your phone calls at 228-1430.
That's great.
All right, when we come back, we will take your phone calls on who Larry is, what makes him tick, and we'll also get to some of the things that Larry wants to talk about and address today.
And Chris, also, these hats are good for filling in bald spots.
All right, perfect. I have a full head of hair, but one day I may be bald. So, well, you're listening to Abdul in the Morning with your guest host, Chris Spangle, here on News Talk 1430 WXNT. Welcome back to Abdul in the Morning with your guest host, Chris Spangle. You're listening to the Chris Spangle Experience.
That's wild thing there, Chris.
Yeah. Did you flip the mic around, Larry?
Yeah, there it is. I'm on.
All right, you're on. Good. All right. As you can tell, we've got Larry here in studio with us. I won't give out his last name. But,
I don't care.
All right, Larry Vaughn. There we go. That's Larry's last name. We are here. We are staying cool with the bags.
Hey, man.
And we are having a great time, and we are taking your phone calls at 228-1430, and we're going to talk about tax abatements and some other issues. But first, I want to take your phone calls for Larry. And even before we do that, you want to make a statement about Abdul's studio.
Oh, man, this studio is so nice. And the thing about it is, he's got so many women in these pictures, I don't know how he can afford it.
Oh.
He must be rich. I don't know. How he can afford it physically and financially is a riddle. But he's this very nice studio. He has himself prominently displayed, and over in the corner, it looks like a voodoo doll with Andrew Lee's picture on it.
That's
when he had hair.
That's correct. And if you could talk about this close into the microphone, we want to hear those beautiful dulcet tones.
I'll be right here.
All right, let's go to our good friend Lawrence. And Lawrence, go ahead, Larry. Lawrence, you're talking to Larry. Go ahead.
Come on, Lawrence.
Hey, Larry, how's it going, man?
I'm just fine.
Hey, can you speak a little bit on our two intelligent businessmen, Bart and Mitch? How they are intelligently ripping off this state and this city?
Well, they're doing a shim-sham job on us. They have a real estate boom going on here. financed by the taxpayers, and every time they get in trouble from their dirty dealing, they always have people out there that they've combined together their money to loan the city of Indianapolis or any other city where they can rake the money in from time immemorial, like the $52 million loan that Bart is supposing. They're going to get about $6 million a year on that, plus the fees. And you know that Bart's a banker, and Mitch is also a banker, so they're doing a tag team job on us, getting us obligated out into the future for these loans so that they can do what rich people usually do, set back and live off the interest. So what's new, the only thing that's new, Lawrence, is that you're not supposed to do that when you're in public. When you're in the public trust, you're supposed to do the right thing, and they're just not doing it.
And I just want to make clear that all opinions by Larry are opinions of Larry.
They're
so they are
opinions.
Not my opinion, Scott's opinion, or the opinion of Intercom Communications, Balasinwood, PA.
Hey, man, but you know, Chris, I know one of the most largest real estate brokers here in town, my friend Joe, and he explained to me what all the scams are. So when I see a scam, I know it. And when I see four flushing going on, I can know about that. And I think that this deal with the suspension of taxes or pay last year taxes is just a four flushing deal to get people set up so that they can juke them out of their homes when they come back with the same assessment. So
all right, Larry,
that's what's going on.
All right, Lawrence, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and I just want to say, I wonder, are the voters going to vote these guys in again? So
okay, thank
they
you.
Can rip off the taxpayers.
Thank you, Lawrence. Larry?
Yeah.
Never mind. Let's go to Kevin in Lebanon. Kevin, go ahead. You're on the air with Larry and Chris.
Boy, what a day in history up there at 1430.
Praise God. Why don't you sponsor me?
Hey, Larry, I got a quick question for you.
Come on.
I grew up in the Brookside area.
Mm-hmm.
A family of seven of us. Unfortunately, Mom's no longer with us, but Dad still lives over there in the 1200 block of Tuxedo. That's where we all grew up.
I know where it is.
Now, my twin brother Dave and I, at the age of 35, David decided he wanted to be a elementary school teacher. At the age of 42, I followed in his footsteps, and both of us are elementary school teachers. Now, having said that, I believe it was last summer, down at the convention center, not the convention center, the city-county building, maybe in the early spring, just before school was to be let out, David took his group. He teaches, and I don't know the school number, but it's up there at 42nd and Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
And he took his group of kids down to the city-county building with respect to the smoking ban.
I remember that very well, what he done, and to use those kids.
Hold on, Larry. Let me speak.
All right, 30 seconds, Kevin.
Okay, you had accosted David, and you had literally called him the N-word lover, that the only reason he was there was to put those kids out in front. Now, knowing that Mama Van Horn always told us, you guys think before you talk. I would like to think you said that without thinking. So if you would politely explain to the audience what would cause you to say such a thing without knowing the individual that you said that to.
Well, here, when you come to a political forum, who's this now? When you come to a political forum, you expect anything that you can get because free speech is fully in entrenched in any political process. So when you come there, anything that is said is under a political context, and it may not be, maybe in the spur of the moment, it may be without thinking, but when you get political and you drag underage kids into a situation like that, then anything is liable to happen. And I just say that it's protected speech, and that I know it's protected speech. Read Nair versus Minnesota. J.C. Nair versus Minnesota, read that case and you'll see what protected speech is of the press and in a political situation.
All right, Kevin,
you got to be ready, Kevin.
Kevin, I'm sorry I've got to move on, but I'm sure this disagreement will continue on into the future. But thank you for calling it 228-1430. And real quick, before we go to Gary Hummel in the News Center, let's take a call from Lee on the east side. Lee, how's it going?
Hey, Chris, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Larry, also congratulations.
Sure.
I think Larry's kind of like myself is we don't mind challenging our black politicians in our community, and I applaud you for that, Larry, because I think that basically they had opportunity to improve the quality of our life in our communities, and they've done nothing but sit on their laurels, Larry. And I think not just the black politicians, but the black ex for another organizations that come in the community and steal our dollars and make fools of us, Larry. What do you think?
They're hate phasers, and what it is black on black, black crime. They're no different than the rap artists that degrade our women and do other things to us. They hate their own kind that's being preached in our churches, Lee, and we have to dig deep to see that we're destroying our own self and our public officials. The main thing that they do is to try to get on top of us so they can dump guano and do anything that they're told to do and rubber stamp legislation or any other ordinance that's going to hurt and degrade our community even farther down the list. They should not be in office, in fact.
Well, Larry, I hope that you do get another opportunity on radio, and I thank you, like others, like myself. We're going to go out there, and we're going to make it very difficult for these black politicians. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Chris.
Amen.
Hey, take the show and go with it, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Lee. I appreciate you for listening, and I appreciate the kind words. Now, before we go to news, we have about 30 seconds to a minute here. And, Larry, I want to ask you what you do for a living. What do you do with most of your time?
Well, you know, I'm a full-time artist, Chris, and I do stone carvings, painting, and what I do is work on glass because I apprenticed as a glass worker for 7 years under a master glass worker for a holdover from the 20s, Marvin Davis, a very nice man, an immigrant. His uncle was an immigrant that he apprenticed under, so I apprenticed, and I've been doing glass for 30 years, but that just turned, I'm glad I've done what I've done, and I have the opportunity to have a large library where any question that comes up, either legally or otherwise, that I can research the principles, and maybe not all the technical and so forth, but I can get a good understanding of what's really happening, and I'm glad I can do that.
Well, most people have insultingly called you Crazy Larry, but every time I have met you, you have blown me away with the amount of research that you do on various things. So can you take me through your research process real quick?
Well, what I do, Chris, when I have a problem, I have my library right there at my new home that I've built on my own, and I have that, and I can go through the books and find out what the constitutional rulings are on the subject, what the terminology was used in those rulings, and I have my dictionaries unabridged, and I have the Black's Law Dictionary, and a large library of about 5,000 books that give a historical perspective on any question that could come up. And I feel safe in saying that I can research and go back and find the philosophy and the underlying facts of what really happened. And that's what I want to know to get my research. And I have all the research right at my fingertip.
All right. Well, that is not going to conclude our segment with Larry. We have
not on the web.
We have Patrick in Beech Grove, Don, Dave, you guys are waiting so patiently. And unfortunately, we've got to go to news. But we're going to have another half hour with Larry. I may even have him sit in with me and Matt Soucy. So get his thought on get his thoughts on some of the movies of the day. So
nothing but filth and perversion.
Exactly. Let's go over to Gary Hummel in the News Center. 8:36 here on News Talk 1430 WXNT. You're listening to Abdul in the Morning. I am your guest host, Chris Spangle.
It's very distracting because I keep thinking I'm just hearing you talking to me personally.
Yeah, because every day before we go to you and Abdul, I always turn on the ISDN and we chat a little bit, and you say some very inappropriate things and cuss, and then
like on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to you instead of everyone.
And I haven't filled you in on what we were doing today, Paul. But our good friend Larry, you know Larry, who,
Crazy Larry,
and Paul. Well, wait a minute.
That's very insulting.
That sure is, buddy. Yeah.
Don't insult our guest, Paul. What's wrong with you?
The way that you've been missing out on the weather, Paul, you can have something done to you, buddy.
Well, that's
your
the
knees.
Criteria. The criteria. We're way late.
Now, don't threaten our weatherman, Larry. Come on.
Well,
stop it now.
Okay.
All right. You be nice.
Okay,
apologize. Apologize right now to Paul
Petit.
I apologize about your knees, Paul.
To deal with the hot weather, I am actually wearing a bag on my head. And what it does is it helps keep you cool in the weather time.
I love that look when you have your bag.
Well, Larry and I just got a picture taken, so I'll put that up on my blog later today on WXNT.com. So
do you suppose somebody is already logging in from Illinois and checking that out?
Oh, I'm sure of it.
And that's going to fill in your ball spot.
Yeah, that's true. And I know that are you thinning out at all, Paul? I don't know if you're bald.
No, I don't have that problem yet. That's not one I have. I have all kinds of other, you know, aches and pains. But
I'll give one to Pat Bowers.
Now, before we go to weather, did you have a question?
Oh my gosh, are you saying that this isn't real?
I'm gonna take care of it.
by the way, any statements made by Larry are not the opinion of Scott Manning, Paul Poteet, Chris Spengel, Abdul Hakeem Shabazz, Scott Sands, or anyone affiliated with the Intercom Communications.
I think Scott Sands probably.
Now, Larry, did you have a question for Paul before we go to weather?
I just thought you were in the studio all the time, Paul, when you were in there juggling. I did think that you were in there.
That's what we spend a lot of money on to make you think that.
Yeah, so he's on an ISDN. So.
That's a good thing.
Well, way to ruin the magic of radio, Larry.
Now
thanks.
Everybody knows.
All right.
That's a very common. I get that all the time.
Very deceitful, Paul.
Yeah, we are stacked up with calls, and I've got to get to Patrick in Beech Grove. So I will ask Paul Poteet now to tell us what today's forecast is.
Thank you, sir. He really can crack the whip when he's in that chair. Sure. It's all fun and games till the on-air. Airlight goes on. 92 is going to be today's high. Pretty much the same kind of a pattern that we've been having, although we'll get a small break on temps and humidity for a little bit later tonight and tomorrow. It won't be as humid on Saturday. It'll still be hot. Low tonight, 68. High tomorrow, 91. Then the humidity will increase again on Sunday with a high of 90. We have two slight shower or storm chances in the next few days, once this afternoon and again Saturday night. And that's your forecast. I'm RTV 6 meteorologist Paul Poteet.
All right. See you in an hour, Paul. Thank you. All right. Now, before we get back to it, make sure you talk right into the mic there, Larry.
Okay.
All right, perfect. You can adjust it, too, if you need to.
All right.
Make it a little bit higher for you there. Let's go to our friend Patrick in Beech Grove. And I apologize that you've had to wait so long, Patrick. Sometimes that's just the nature of the beast. Go ahead, Patrick. Ask your question of Larry.
Friend Patrick in Beech Grove.
Hey, you got to stop listening to the radio, bro.
That's just the nature of the beast. Go ahead,
Patrick. All right, talk.
Hello, how are you doing there?
Doing well.
Larry.
This is Brother Patrick.
Okay, Brother Larry. I know that you were saying something to me about you done some research on these tax abatements, and you said that you had a list of the people that were getting the tax abatements. And is this list is there African Americans? Is it an even list, or is it a 30-40%?
No, I think Patrick.
And before you start, Larry,
Are these tax abatements going to African Americans?
And Larry, can you explain a tax abatement real quick?
Okay, I want to go through it.
Explain the tax abatement to me first, and then you can explain.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right,
just listen off air, okay?
Thank you, Patrick.
What this is doing to
Okay, I just want to go to this tax abatement deal, which is what I harp on every time, Chris. You know, when I call in, we have some politician, and the tax abatements are invisible. Well, this is what it is. It's a tax abatement for residential and commercial property that is authorized by a statute that is very unconstitutional, that I feel from the research I've done. And what it does is it allows certain persons in certain situations to move into a neighborhood and pay no property taxes for 10 years. You see the construction boom that's going on in the city, all condos. When those condos are sold, they are sold with the premise that there will be no property taxes paid for 10 years. And your second question, Pat, about the diversity of this list that I have of over 500 people, the breakdown as far as African Americans is only 2%.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this list that you brought of the addresses. It looks like it might just be in just Center Township.
Yeah, it's a certified list. This is what's undermining our economy here, and why your taxes, property taxes, are so high, because it's a good deal. Property tax is not the problem. But, you know, when you have a tax like property tax, it have to be uniform because it's a direct tax. But when your neighbor is not paying tax and you're making up his part of the levy, well, then they're robbing you to pay his taxes for his services and whatever else he might get. So I just think that this list that no politician, Steve Campbell, or anybody else wants to call in and dispute this list, it's a certified list from the auditor's office.
Yeah, it says Billy Bro.
Yeah, Billy Bro, I've got this list. And this, Chris, is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, all the deliberations of this Blue Ribbon panel and so forth, that they have it, the Chief Justice is over. They have not mentioned one time the tax abatements that are being handed out. And as far as the reassessment, if I'm a businessman and I know that a reassessment is coming, I'm going out of business today. And then after the assessment, I'm coming right back in. So I just think, Patrick, that, no, this list is not diverse. And that should be one of the things that we're seeking in our relief and an injunction against this unconstitutional statute.
Okay, we have about 2 minutes left in this segment before we have to go to traffic, and I've got four phone calls lined up, and you can call us at 228-1430 if you want to respond to Larry, or if you just want to ask him a question about anything. You can call us at 228-1430. Real quick, before we go to traffic, let's go to our good friend Don, who has been waiting so patiently. Go ahead, Don. You're on the air.
Hi, Don.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Yes.
Hey, Larry, you'd be a good replacement host, Famous Brown.
Well, yeah, sure, because this show is getting more and more it's an abomination.
It is, and you speak.
Again, all opinions expressed by Larry are not those of Intercom Communications or the host.
It's true.
Hey, Larry, what's your opinion of Black Expo, one, and two, what about the immigration situation here in Indianapolis?
Well, you know, Black Expo was set up as a clearinghouse for black businesses to come in, but what it turned into is a sentinel to attract black businesses and get their information collected so that they could be put out of business. And about information, about the immigration problem is really no problem, because our kids are being dumbed down and put on dope so much that they're not going to be able to do these jobs. And the Mexicans are coming in. They're setting up their centers where they meet and get their people together and have more babies and just populate. And I think that the second generation of these immigrants are going to be as lazy and trifling as some of us are. So I think we have nothing to worry about from them, and we need the help.
All right, let's go to Dave on the south side. Dave, you're on the air with Larry.
Thank you. I'm sure you've been following the debates with the Democratic Party, Larry.
Yes.
And have you been following the John Edwards, where he has decided that he wants to get rid of the capital gains tax to fund the health care for the nation? And what I want to know from you is, do you think that's a viable option, or what would be, what do you think would happen if he did that?
Well, you know something, Don, all that is immaterial, because why? Because, you know, when we were kids, we had 16 kids in our family, and my mother was a maid, and of course my dad had a business, and we went to our doctor's office, because my mother was a maid for this doctor, and when we had problems, we went right around to the back door and went in and got served. I had appendicitis, and whenever we had problems, that doctor would take care of us, and I don't remember him asking for any money.
All right, it is 8:45 here on News Talk 1430 WXNT. We are currently experiencing the segment that you all have been asking me for, and that is the segment with Larry. Yes, the one and only Larry. So give us a call right now at 228-1430 and ask any question of Larry. We've got only one line available, and we've only got 10 minutes left. And we may spill over into the Matt Soci Hour if we can't get to all of your questions. So give us a call, 228-1430, here on the station where Indy talks about the news. News Talk 1430 WXNT.
Long time ago, I should have quit you, baby.
Hey, Joe.
Welcome back. You're listening to Abdul in the Morning here on News Talk 1430 WXNT. I am your valiant fill-in host, Chris Spengel. Yes, the producer from the other side of the glass. Abdul decided to give me my big chance today, and so far I'd say it's been an experience.
Doing fine, Chris.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry. That is the voice of Larry.
I'm jealous of Abdul with all these beautiful women.
I know. Aren't we all? And we are taking your phone calls at 228-1430, but we are actually filled up on the lines, and we've only got...
Glad it ain't me.
Yeah, we've got 10 minutes to get through these calls here. So let's start out with Jane on the south side. Jane, you're on the air with Larry. What's your question?
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Larry. I'm telling you, I'm so excited and happy that I get to talk with you. I've been wanting to for a long time.
All right.
And... I'm an old lady, 84 years old, and mm-hmm. I would love to see you, I bet a dollar to a donut, that you would win if you run for the president. And I want to tell you, I know you're a good man, and I used to read and crochet and everything, but be thankful, Larry, that you've got your eyes that you can see and do the good that you are doing.
Well, I'm so glad that you think that way. That's the way I think, and I try to keep everything on the level and try to live a clean life if I can. But, you know, a lot of people are trying to say they live a clean life, and they're lying. So, hey, what's
well,
new?
We just have to look over them because these people, the old devil has just got into them, and then they got to kick the devil out of them.
Don't give the devil a bad name.
All right, Jane, thank you for calling News Talk 1430 WXNT. Sorry to cut you off there. Let's go to Leah. Leah, go ahead. You're on the air with Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
How you doing, ma'am?
Good to talk to you. I wanted to ask you something about the fair tax, what you think about it, the pros and cons, and how it would affect your business and all of us small business people. And I did want to say that with all your resource information gathering, I think that's wonderful. I do it myself, and that you possibly get a show lined up where you can present all the facts.
Hey, man, but you know, the fair tax is really it's just a pipe dream, it's going to contrivance that is never going to work, because every tax you have is progressive, and if they have a fair tax, that will just be a means of introducing a new tax and keeping all the other taxes in line, just like the 65% increase in the income tax. They're not going to change anything with the property tax. So any other tax we should be afraid of. The only thing with the taxing system is that everybody has to pay. That makes it even.
All right. Thank you, Leah. All right, let's go to Russell in Greenwood. Russell, you're on the air with Larry. Go
Hi,
ahead.
Russell.
Thanks. How you doing, Larry?
Just fine.
I listen to Abdul every morning, and I really enjoy when you call in and give your expertise, I should say.
I'm a Southsider myself.
I think Abdul should give you a spot on his show every single morning, so people like us that really like you and enjoy you get to listen to you.
That'll never happen.
No, it won't. I'm sorry. It's never going to happen, Russell.
Wishful thinking, but...
Well, it should. You have a great day, Larry.
Thank you, Russell, for calling News Talk 1430 WXNT 228-1430 if you've got a question for Larry. All right, let's go to Becky. Becky, my dear, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Chris, and congratulations. It's about time Abdul let you take a little bit of the credit for all the work you do.
Well, I appreciate that, Becky.
Well, I tell you what, I've been listening for the whole hour, and Larry, I got to tell you, it's nice to know that there's someone else as opinionated as I am in this town. I listen to you all the time. And I got to say, I grew up with good old boys. I'm from the country, and I listen to your voice and what you have to say, and I think, damn, I really want a beer right now.
I was raised on a farm, but
so
I tell you, I don't believe in drinking.
Well, I tell you, I don't drink to excess, but sometimes a fishing pole and a cold beer just go together. But
yeah.
I have to tell you, I admire the fact that you're sitting in that chair. I think, and I admire the fact that you try to do your research. I think sometimes you're a little selective in your research, or you might misunderstand what you're reading, but you know what? I give you kudos for sitting in that chair and putting yourself out front, because it takes a lot of nerve to do that, and unfortunately a lot of people don't have that kind of nerve anymore. So good for you.
Well, I'm fortunate that I don't have to answer to anybody.
All right, Becky, thanks for calling, and I appreciate the kind words. All right, you're listening to News Talk 1430 WXNT. We have about 6 minutes before we go to Fox News. Please go to News Talk 1430 WXNT. And if you go to my blog later on today, I will post the picture of Larry and I. And you won't believe that Larry's only 51. He looks like he is
74.
No, you look like you're about 35. It's not true. You don't look old. You don't
Thanks,
look 71.
Chris.
So and. You know, I'm going to actually, in honor of you, put back on my hat here. So while we talk to Gooch, well, hold on. I need to deal with Gooch before I put my hat back on.
Beat him down.
This ought to be great. Gooch, what?
What are you going to beat me down for? You know, come on.
Because you're probably going to say something that you deserve it for.
No. Larry, I tell you what, buddy, I give you a lot of hell, but you just got to, you don't go far enough. You just have to keep the faith. We are going to get rid of property tax. We are going to get rid of income tax, and I think eventually Indiana will go to a fair tax here in the state, and then I think we'll go to one nationwide. I want you to remember If I criticize you or someone else criticizes you, it might be because we think that people's income shouldn't be taxed and you shouldn't tax people for what they make or what they own. I think we should go to a sales tax. So just keep fighting a good fight and have a little faith, because I think we're all going to get government out of our lives here soon enough.
Well, you know something, Gooch, that what we need to do is not to eliminate property tax, but we need to get our public officials and put a ring in their nose like you do an errant heifer and keep them from giving out our money to their friends, and everything will be fine.
You can't reform a bad premise.
Well, it's a good premise.
Get rid of property tax to get the politicians. They're not going to be honest. We're never going to have a fair property tax. Any property tax is unfair.
You'd be surprised how honest they'll be when you have someone specially assigned to them to follow their every move and pay them for doing that.
We respectfully disagree, and if you want to call somebody a name, call them a socialist, because that's the absolute worst.
Well, that beats fascism, and that's what privatization is.
All right,
Gooch. All right.
Thanks for the time. You have a good morning.
I appreciate it, Gooch. Thank you for calling 228-1430. Let's go to John and Indy. What line's John on? I'm new at this. John.
Hi, John.
Go ahead with Larry.
Larry, give me your opinion of the Indianapolis Public Transportation Corporation as it applies to the taking of a person's pension.
All right, John, thank you for calling. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, here's what the deal with this transportation deal is they're getting money from Washington. Julia's bringing the money in, and it's being held back so that they can put this monorail system from the outlying counties into Indianapolis. And they know that all they're doing with this metro money is squandering it and making it as inconvenient as they can so that they can hold this money back and then in the future spend it on some other purpose. And about your pension, I don't know anything about that, so I can be silent on that.
All right, Carl, let's go to Carl on the north side. You have 1 minute. Go ahead, Carl.
Okay, I'm going to talk real fast because I had something I wanted to say. Being a fellow farmer, I'm real interested in community gardening, and we seem to lack inner-city community gardening on any extent like they have in Chicago. Number two, the swimming pools in Indianapolis are going to close on August the 14th, and the kids are not going to have a place to go swimming like they did under the Goldsmith administration, at least on the Friday, Saturday, Sunday at some of our bigger pools up through Labor Day. What do you think about Peterson closing the pools on the pretext he can't get lifeguards? I think that's a joke. He can't get the lifeguards. He can't afford to keep the pools open, and they can afford to turn the hoses for kids, the fire department, like they used to in the Goldsmith administration, so the kids can cool off in this 90-degree weather. Thanks a lot,
all right,
you're
thanks.
Doing a good job.
Hey,
thanks,
you know,
Carl.
Peterson is a businessman and a banker, but about gardens and so forth, I'm having tomato fest right now. I have about 24 tomato plants that are producing, and every time I walk by one, I can pick a fresh tomato and eat it, so I'm having tomato fest.
Is tomato fest open to the public?
No, but other people are getting in my garden. I know that.
All right.
It's
well,
no big deal.
Well, cut it out. Larry doesn't like it when you get in his garden. You're listening to News Talk 1430 WXNT, the Abdul in the Morning Show. I'm your guest host, Chris Spangle, for the morning. On Monday, we'll have Brad Kloffenstein. Please go to News Talk 1430 WXNT. Donate to the Gleaners Food Bank. They need help desperately. And check out my blog later on today. I will have a picture of Larry and I up there. And you can also download this last hour for a podcast. And when we come back, we will have The Odd Couple. Larry will stick around with us for one more segment. And we will have Matt Soucy in as well so they can talk about movies. All right. You're listening to News Talk 1430 WXNT, where Indy talks about the news.